Virgin Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article, if I can get to it, Zero Hedge. White House approves transfer to Israel of more bombs and jets worth billions. America will support Israel with munitions, finances, support, diplomatic support. The Biden White House has approved of sending billions of dollars worth of new military equipment and ammo to Israel, the Washington Post revealed. Even amid public criticism from U.S. officials over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to send more ground troops to Rafah, he will. These ground troops are coming. There are more drones overhead watching the movement of these terrorists, documenting, watching, figuring out who they are. AI is being used. The package includes 25 F-35 jets and there are going to be more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs. There will be at least 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs. And these bombs have been known to kill indiscriminately in Gaza. Well, we need to take them to the court, International Court of Law, because these bombs kill indiscriminately. Indiscriminately. That's what bombs do. Dogs scratch, they lick, they bark. That's what dogs do. That's what bombs do. They kill indiscriminately. You see, Hamas has started a conflict. They have sown to the wind. They have sown evil. And they are reaping the whirlwind. They are reaping destruction. That's what they have done. The 2,000-pound bombs have been linked to mass casualty events. Well, yeah, the casualties were not civilians. This is what they're not telling you. This is out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. They're killing terrorists. They're not directed at civilians. So when they say they're casualties, these are not civilian casualties. There might be a percentage because war is war. But the casualties are the death of terrorists. They've been flagged by human rights monitors as the reason for soaring Palestinian casualties. Yes, Palestinian terrorists. And they're not Palestinians, they're Arabs. I really don't like the way the subtlety in generally people even that are patriots that have a view on Israel and the Gaza war favoring Israel. These things can demolish entire city blocks. That's what they're made for. The weaponry was approved as part of a prior authorization. It highlights that all current U.S.-Israel tension due to soaring civilian death toll. That's not soaring. Yes, there are some people that die, but they're not soaring like an eagle from ground level to 10,000 feet. The word soaring is deceptive. A soaring civil death toll in Gaza. Yes, because the people that are dying in Gaza and the civilians are because of Hamas. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And what is happening is these terrorists that have been taking shelter behind other Gazans are being picked out. They're being shot. When you have 10 individuals, you can pick out the terrorist. Israel has a new rifle scope that once it locks in and that soldier pulls that trigger, that bullet is going to hit that target, even if that target is moving, even in a crowd of civilians. This is a new weapon that the United States wants to get its hands on. All the nations want to get a hand on this new rifle scope because it is accurate. It predicts the movement of the individual that is targeted, even if there's 10, 20 people in a crowd. Once it's locked in, and it only takes a half a second for that bullet to hit that target or less, the trigger is released and the bullet can be discharged. So, Israel, America, the United States, regardless of the Democrats that don't want to fund Israel financially to send weapons to aid Israel in any way, to diplomatically stand with Israel, to vote at the UN in ways that assists Israel, they don't know the Bible. The Bible says there are verses in the Old Testament that in this Gaza war, in Psalm 83, also in Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Amos, America must stand with Israel. And we are. We will continue to stand with Israel. The country will scream. They'll go mad. It's not going to matter. Rick Rodriguez.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Would you like to ride?
Okay, to continue the Present Truth program, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, programs are on podcast section. For my programs and the hosts on KHNC, podcasts at 1360KHNC.com. To the site that you would like to listen to. Now, I will just inform you that Christ, in the book of Matthew and in many other verses in the New Testament and books in the New Testament, like the book of Revelation, many of the prophets of Israel stated that one of the things that would happen at the end of the world, at the end of a period of time where the devil, the rule of the devil would come to an end. It would be after 6,000 years of mankind's history. Joy and song, festivity, being festive. Joy would be taken basically from the world. There would be no rejoicing. A very little singing, a happiness would be like the dinosaurs when they went extinct because of the wars, the famine, the experience that would take that would with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, war, deceit. The leaders of the world would deceive the people, the nations, their countries. And because of war, there's no rejoicing. There's no happiness. Because of people dying, people that you love, not just from war, from disease, from famine. Not in this country, but in this country, it would be through plagues, disease, biological warfare. So this is one of the conditions that we would experience, and we are in that experience presently. I just finished this article with Tyler Durden. America is sending explosives to Israel. Then out of Al Jazeera, one of the Palestinian news papers. Israel may cut off Palestinian banks from global banking system next week. The decision is by Israel's finance minister to isolate PA banks, Palestinian Authority banks, would paralyze Palestinian economy. Palestinian banks could be cut off from the Israeli banking system starting next week following a decision by Israel's finance minister to cease dealings between the two financial between the two financial institutions, according to a report on Thursday by Haaretz. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has 2 days to convene a cabinet meeting to discuss reversing plans by Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich to isolate Palestinian banks from both Israel and the international banking system. Now, Israel is at war, not just in Gaza. Israel is at war with all Islamic terrorist groups in Israel and in the region and outside of the region. Israel is at war. Israel will do everything via Benjamin Netanyahu to protect Israeli citizens and the nation from every terrorist threat. So this is a strategy that is warning the Palestinian people in the West Bank that if you decide to escalate and you decide to, like last week, there were these Palestinians out of the West Bank, the Arabs, that were shooting, trying to stab, harm Israeli citizens along the Jordanian border. And Israel's not going to put up with it. Not in Gaza, not in the West Bank, not in the Golan Heights. Israel has a long border to protect on the Jordanian River side of the country. And they're not going to allow these Palestinian banks, the PLO banks in the West Bank to fund terrorism in any way. Earlier in the month, the far-right minister Smotrich threatened to paralyze the Palestinian Authority's economy in response to the United States imposing sanctions on four West Bank extremist settlers accused of violence and against Palestinians. This took place a month ago. I was going to report on it. I just didn't have time. America decided they're going to take these four individuals that they say have committed crimes against the Palestinians. We will deal with them and we will punish them. And Benjamin Netanyahu stated, no, these are Israeli citizens. We have laws in this country. We will prosecute them. We will punish them in accordance with Israeli law. We're not going to allow the United States to come into our country and decide how our citizens are going to be punished. This was quite a slap to the Biden administration. Who is Israel to tell the U.S. what we can and cannot do? Israel is going to cause... Israel's like a wolverine. They're not big, but I'm telling you, they are vicious because God has given them the ability to adapt to any war condition, to any threat. And guess who is learning the lessons? The United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, the Arab nations. All the nations of the world are watching Israel hoping for their destruction, but watching Israel, because Israel is adapting to every situation, having to adapt to fight tunnel warfare. America fought tunnel warfare in Vietnam, but this is a different kind of sophisticated tunnel warfare. There is conference centers underground, restrooms, electricity, communications. It is like a beehive. It's a maze. Very hard to figure out where these different tunnels and shafts go, where they come out of the ground. Israel is adapting. Israel is adapting diplomatically also. They have made a decision, Benjamin Netanyahu. He has not yet been invited to the White House to be, you know, all the presidents are basically brought. There's a ceremony. The president congratulates the presidents of other nations for winning elections, but not Netanyahu. Why? Because of the anti-Semitism, the anti-Jewish hatred, and Israel hatred. I'm telling you the truth. This, from the time of Jimmy Carter, excluding Donald Trump, all of these presidents to this point, including this individual that is not president, are anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. They have been, they will continue to be even more, it'll be more evident in the days to come. Russia is coming because of their anti-Semitism also, along with every single nation that is to come with Russia in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. One thing these nations have in common, they are coming to attack Israel. They're coming to take over all of the blessings that God has promised Israel in the book of Genesis. The intellectual property. In Israel, they have a technology center. It is equal to what happens in Silicon Valley, just in a different way. The development that's taking place in Israel. The nations want Israel. They want to own it. America does also. But all these nations that are coming with Israel, they have one thing in common. They hate the Jewish people. They hate the nation of Israel. Their intent is to harm the apple of God's eye. And they are at war with God. And all of the Arab nations in Islam, Islam's main objective, yes, to take over the world, but firstly, to destroy every man, woman, and child that has Jewish blood, and to take control of the whole Middle East. And then from there, they will destroy the United States, Canada, Russia. They don't have to worry about. Russia is going to be judged by God when Russia comes with these other nations to destroy Israel. Islam will still revive until the time of Christ. At the time of Christ, Islam will be, all the Islamic soldiers will be at Armageddon. How's that possible? Because God is going to take them all there. And God is going to take all of the forces of Antichrist that have worshipped Antichrist, that are in Antichrist military, they will all be at Armageddon. All the Chinese communists that hate God, and these people are going to have some kind of, coming out of China, there's going to be some type of genetically changed soldiers. I don't know exactly how to explain it. They're going to be different. They're going to be human in conjunction with AI, other genetic, some kind of genetic breeding with animals, with ancient creatures, but it's in the book of Joel and in the book of Revelation. So, I'm sorry, I don't mean... No, I'm not going to apologize for sticking with this point. Israel is at war. Israel is going to be victorious. And eventually, once Israel is victorious, Israel is going to make a mistake. They're going to sign an agreement with the United States of America for many different reasons. And that is going to begin the 7-year period of tribulation that the Christian people talk about. Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
And like I said in the last segment, in the years before Christ returns, there will be less joy, rejoicing, and singing in the nations. Even the Bible is very clear that there are some scriptures that say that everyone should buy strong drink. And basically what he's saying is what the scripture is saying is in the days prior to Christ's return, it's going to be liquor that is going to help people psychologically to deal with the world. And the alcohol sales are going to rise. And alcoholism will be on a rise. But then, as we go into the hardships that are coming, there will be a shortage of liquor. There will be a shortage of wine, of strong drink, beer. You won't be able to afford it. It will be a lost enjoyment. We're in an age of change. Everybody knows it. And I'm listening to some of the other talk radio. Don't tell the guys here, though. But I'm listening to some of what is being said out there in broadcast AM land. All of a sudden, even some of the conservatives, not as hardcore conservatives as we are, they're beginning to, and this is nationally, they're beginning to say that it may be we're not going to have a 2024 election. They're starting to even speculate that we might go to some type of national, either martial law, a partial shutdown for security, national security, for the sake of national security. And this is some of the national men that, or talk show hosts that generally don't talk this way. Remember, it took Rush Limbaugh up to the time of Donald Trump to really change where he was coming from. He began at that time, prior to Donald Trump, to talk about the rhinos in the Republican Party. This was an extreme change for Rush Limbaugh. Well, this same kind of change is taking place with national talk show on AM stations and FM stations throughout the country. When they're starting to talk about the possibility of some type of restrictions in travel, maybe martial law, this is something. Well, another article. Mexican president says the flow of migrants will continue unless the United States meets his demands. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador. Why can't he have a name just like maybe Rick Rodriguez or Bob Sanchez? Why does it have to be Andres Manuel López Obrador? That's too long. I'm the wife of Andres Manuel López Obrador. That's what his wife would have to say. And her name is Manuela Esconita Juanita López. I just kind of wonder about that. Anyhow, on Sunday a week ago, with the interviewed on 60 Minutes, stated that unless the United States complies with Latin America's request for aid, the tide of migrants will continue. The United Nations. This is a part, the United Nations is one of the agencies of continuity of government. It is another continuity of government agency, international. In January, Obrador issued a series of demands for what the United States must do to stop the flow of migrants to the border, ranging from sending Latin American countries, send them $20 billion in aid a year, and grant some level of amnesty to illegal immigrant workers in the United States. Who is this individual? We do, and we want to continue doing it. We want to Everybody thinks you have the power at this moment to slow down immigration. Do you plan to? Asked correspondent Shirin Alfonsisid. He says, we do want to stop it, but we want to continue doing it. We want the root of the causes to be attended to, for them to be seriously looked at. A translator interpreted Obrador's response from Spanish. His demands for the U.S. to send $20 billion a year to Latin America countries, lift sanctions on Venezuela and the Cuban embargo, legalize millions of Mexicans that are living in the United States. If they don't do these things that you've said needed to be done, what then? She asked. The flow of migrants will continue. There's a great sucking sound in the United States, migrants coming north. $20 billion to Latin America. Then he wants $10 billion for Mexico. That's the catch. Oh, don't keep Mexico out of the loop. Mexico wants its share too. So you need to send 20 to the Latin American countries, and you need to give Mexico 10. And Donald Trump's response was, they're loco. Well, that's not what he said. That's what I said. This is April Fool's. Trump joined One Nation, Brian Kilmeade, to discuss the lack of respect foreign leaders have for President Biden, for the imposter Biden. An exclusive interview with Fox and Friends, the co-host asked Trump about Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's interview with CBS 60 Minutes. We're not going to shut down our border until you change your policy on Cuba and exchange your policy on Venezuela. Trump said, well, he said much more than that. He said he wants $10 billion essentially just to talk. $10 billion to talk. And that's come out since, and no, has he come out since, and no, that wouldn't happen with me, with the wall. It's very simple lack of respect for the president. They would never say that to me. They would never, ever say before we even talk, we want $10 billion a year. Mexico just asked for $10 billion a year. I'm quoting Trump. They would never ask. I wouldn't give them 10 centavos or cents, Trump said. This is AB normal. It's AB normal what's happening. Everything is AB normal. So that's what's going on with... I kind of like to say that name. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. I'm going to dream about his name tonight, probably. So, I know it's April Fool's, but thanks be to God, so many listeners on this station are not April Fools. We are the wise leading the wise.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Yep, we are not the April Fools. And I you know what Christ said, that if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the fecal canal. And that is what's happening in the leftist world. The blind are leading the blind, and they're falling into the fecal canal. There's another article that I'm trying to find. And what did I do with it? Well, I had an order that had to be... Huh. Oh, there it is. I think this one is important. Generally, I have notes. Sometimes I just go different directions. I'm trying to go the most important directions. But anyhow, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the fecal canal. That canal is wide. It is filled with filth, disease. It is a disaster. And that's what the United States has happened to this country. We have the blind leading the blind. And what did Christ say? They're going to fall, and they have fallen into the fecal canal. Alexandra Castro Ocasio-Cortez, the people in her district are shutting down their shops on the storefronts because the Mexican people, those coming up from Mexico and South America, they are setting up shop vendors right on the sidewalk, bringing out all of their blankets, vegetables, just like going to Mexico. It looks just like you're in downtown Mexico City with all the vendors right out to the road. And where are they getting their money to? Who is funding them? Where are they getting their produce, their tomatoes, the carrots, the green chilies, the jalapeno chilies, the poblano chilies, the onions, the cilantro? Where are they getting all of these chilies, red chili, green chilies, tortillas, flour, from your friend in the government, all the friends in the government? All of the traitors to the people of the United States of America, through the leftist Democrat Party that has destroyed this culture. This culture has gone from civilized, educated, rational, normal, what we would consider to be normal, you know, someone who has a nice home that he takes care of, that is the American dream. But now you have squatters moving into residences that are vacated or empty for some reason, because the owners go on a vacation for a week or two and they come back and they find squatters living in the home, trash everywhere. They don't know how to use a toilet. They don't know how to wash a toilet, clean a toilet. They don't know how to turn the water off. They don't know how to turn lights off. They don't know how to keep the floor clean. These people, when they come back, they have to tear out the carpet and If they can get back into their homes, they have to tear the carpet out, re-carpet. You know, one of the things that keeps the intruders out is a steel screen door. And I don't mean with screen, I mean like with chicken wire, or not chicken wire, steel, cross-patterned steel. It's a disaster. And this is what the Lord Jesus said would happen to his prophet Jeremiah, to a great, great empire that would abandon God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Trinity was abandoned, the nation would come under a curse. The nation, the people of the nation would go, they should be committed to an insane asylum because their brains are no longer firing, the synapse, the neurons are not firing the way they should. In other words, in our modern vernacular, this society is insane. The people of the society go insane. They walk around swatting at flies that aren't there. They talk to people that aren't there. They try to shake hands with people that are imaginary. It says they go insane. This is what the Bible says. The Bible and everything in the Bible is perfect. Interpretation of what the Bible says is the problem. But for the people that can see what the Bible says and interpret it correctly, these people understand why this country is going mad. Because this government has refused to acknowledge God from positions of power, authority. And these people are insane, and they take a Christian holiday and say that it is going to be changed to a transnational holiday. Is this AB normal, or is this insanity? Rational people can make that decision. Is it just abnormal, or is it insanity? Is it insane, or is it because they hate God that much, they would prefer to worship and promote and protect sodomy and sexual perversion over morality? The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
We're in a mess. It is a disaster. It will get worse when there is no law and no justice. The people lose hope, and when you lose hope, there's no desire to do that little extra, to go that extra mile, to just put in a little bit more, to try to change things. You have to give up. When there's no justice, the people lose hope. The only hope the people of this country and the world have is in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the only hope, because he said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes to kill, destroy, and to steal." What is happening in this country? You see the destruction? You see the theft? You see the murders? Murder, theft, destruction. But Christ said, "I have come to give life, and to give life more abundantly, even in the setting that we're in." I'll finish with an article, Hal Turner radio show. China warns citizens inside the United States prepare for various unexpected situations. A strange warning has been issued by China to any of its U.S. citizens or any of its citizens located in the U.S. Take safety precautions and prepare for various unexpected situations. It is code for attacks are coming. I just found out an hour ago another ship in the Arkansas River tried to hit another pylon. According to the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, several Chinese students and company employees have recently been subjected to unwarranted interrogations and harassment by U.S. airport law enforcement officers. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said on its WeChat account on Friday. No, listen, this is what they say, what the Foreign Affairs site says. But no, the U.S. law enforcement officers have stopped individuals that, not accidentally, these people have, these individuals are high up in the CCP, I guarantee you. Their phones, computers, other luggage items were searched by police, by police. Several people were banned from entering the country. Go back to where you came from. To most casual observers, this warning from China makes no sense. At worst, perhaps, hardy people from China have had unusual incidents trying to enter the United States. Hardly a reason to, for such a large warning. After all, such folks say, how can anyone anywhere prepare for various unexpected situations? They point out that no one can do that, and thus the tinfoil hat folks. Who the tinfoil hat folks, who often are proven to be correct, wonder if this is more of a signal than a warning. I think I know that with the number of the Asian people here, I'm not going to be able to get into it, but I'll be back. We'll talk later.
I'll work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.